Thank you. Oh, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that was the end of the classical career. Now, there was a review called Three Little Fishies Swim in a Sea of Classics that actually went national. I finally had something back then. So I decided to tweak the career path, and I went to New York, and I played the supper clubs, and I made quite a splash there, you see. But the critics were always so cruel to me. They wrote things about me that you just can't even imagine. I mean, some of them were so awful. I mean, I cried, all right. I cried all the way to the bank. My brother George cried too. Well, you know, I didn't mind because of people like you who love to come and see my concerts and come and see my crazy clothes, because as long as you like seeing them, I enjoy wearing them. So at the height of my career, though, in 1954, I decided that since the Big Apple's big halls hadn't opened their arms to me yet, I was gonna take them on myself. Carnegie Hall, 1954.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am delighted to be making my Carnegie Hall debut tonight. And I'd like to open my program with a classic. In fact, the most widely performed piece of music ever composed for the piano, though I'm told that it has yet to be performed in this historic venue.
Might be the first time at Waverly, too. I'm not sure. Who knows? It might be the last.